台的幻灯片，我真是感谢神，让我在这个地方待了这么多年的时间。
I thank the Lord when I just saw the slideshow that the Lord has led me here for that many years.
这真是一个非常美丽的地方。
This is really a very beautiful place.
你可以慢慢去体会。
You will understand as you live here.
我想真是介绍一下哦，神这个神在我身上做的一些事情。
I'd like to share about what God has done in my life.
像神这个观念对很多同学来讲，也许是非常新的一件事情。
The concept of God is a very difficult one, a new one for many people.
但是呢，我愿意在这边跟你分享一下他在我身上产生的一些很奇妙的事情。
I'd like to share how wonderful it has been in my life.
我本身是念物理的，那我是在今年八月份刚刚通过PhD 的考试。
I just finished my examination. My field is in physics.
我自己觉得我自己是一个非常平凡的人。
I think that I am a very ordinary person.
可是呢，我却觉得我是一个蒙福的人。
But I also feel that I am one that is very blessed.
因为我有这个福气来认识这位神。
Because I have the blessings of knowing God.
我是在念高中的时候接受这位主接受这位神做我的救主。
In high school, I accepted God as my personal savior.
现在回想一下，大概也是将近二十年前的事情了。
This is now 20 some years ago.
那在这二十年的岁月里面当中，我也真是有太多太多的事情可以跟大家分享，但是我特别呢要着重在现在从我七年以前到这边来念这段博士的经过跟大家一起分享一下。
Although there are many, many things I could share with you, I'd like to just concentrate on the last few years.
圣经里面讲到一句话，他说
Bible has a phrase which says,
唯喜爱耶和华律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
The one who meditates on the Lord's word day and night, that person is blessed.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
He'll be like a tree planted by the river.
按时候结果子。
He will in due time put forth his fruit.
叶子也不枯干。
And its leaves will not wither.
凡他所做的尽都顺利。
And what he does will be smooth.
这段话是出自于圣经里面的诗篇。
This is in the book of Psalms in the Bible.
如果你们有兴趣的话，可以看一下是在诗篇第一章。
This is in the book of Psalms in chapter 1.
当我回想这一段我过去在这边的学习的时间，真的是就像这句话上面所描写的。
And my life here has really been like this particular verse.
七年以前我是跟大家一样很有福气的到这个地方来念书。
7 years ago, I was just like you coming here to study, like you, very blessed.
事实上迎新的那个晚上我也是坐在底下。
At the welcome night, I was just like you, I was sitting in there too.
那在这里面呢我特别把我过去这段所发生的一些事情呢稍微列了一下。
And so I listed some of the things that have happened since.
我在1985年到了美国。
1985, I came to the US.
在86年的时候我开始做我的 PhD 的论文。
1986, I began my thesis.
那时候我开始找教授。
I started to look for a mentor, a professor.
我找了三个教授。
I found 3 professors.
不是说三个都是我的教授，而是这三个到最后只有最后一位教授成为我的指导教授。
And only the last one became my mentor professor.
当我找到第一位的教授呢，他是一个八十几岁的老先生。
The first one was an 80-year-old professor.
他做的东西呢，我是非常非常的有兴趣。
I was very interested in things that he was doing.
可是呢，那时候我开始跟神祷告说，我实在不晓得我如何来选择我前面的道路。
And I was praying to God. I said, "How do I choose the path that I would go?"
但是我知道这个领域我是非常的有兴趣。
But I know that in this particular area, I had a lot of interest.
我愿意你来带领我，怎么样来选择我的指导教授
？Could you guide us as to my selection of the professor that I will have?
因为我真是听过很多很多指导教授跟学生之间不愉快的事情，到最后学生待了十年，然后走了。连学位都没有拿到的事情发生。
Because I'd heard many stories about how the professor and the student may not get along, and sometimes it drags for more than 10 years.
我不希望我是其中的一个例子。
And I didn't want to be one of those.
所以我就把这些事情放在祷告里面。
And so I prayed about this.
结果后来这个教授他没有办法成为我的指导教授。
And afterwards, this particular professor could not be my professor.
那我就换了另外一位。
And so I changed another one.
看起来他很年轻啦。
And he was very young.
那后来呢两个礼拜以后我再去找他的时候
2 weeks later when I went to see him
他告诉我说很抱歉我要到另外公司到 GE 去上班去了
Then he said I'm sorry I'm moving to GE
所以呢我只好再换一个指导教授
And so I changed to another professor
在那个时候几乎好像没有什么人可以做我的指导教授了
And it seems as if then I could not find an advisor professor
我心里也是非常的着急
And so I was very anxious
那我还是一再的祷告
So I kept praying about it.
后来最后呢，我找到我现在这个指导教授。
And then finally, I found the professor that I presently have.
他的个性呢是很随和的一个教授的个性。
He had an easygoing manner.
当然有时候你会觉得他好像都不做什么事情。
Sometimes maybe even think that he's not doing much.
有时候我太太就问我说：“你到底选对人还选错人啊？”
And sometimes my wife would say, "Did you really select the right person?"
但是我相信神所预备的绝对不会错。
But I really do believe that what the Lord has selected is really not is always true.
后来我就跟这位教授啊，之后我就毕业了。
And
过了很久之后，我毕业了。
After a long period, I finally graduated.
然后呢，在1989年的时候
，In 1989,
就是我到美国四年以后
，That is 4 years after coming to the U.S.
啊，我在这个教会结婚。
I was married in this church.
这是一个好消息。
That was good news for me.
到了再过一年1990年的时候我觉得我该毕业了。
In 1990, I thought that I should be ready to graduate.
因为我算一算我到这边来五年做了也差不多。
So I said, I've been here 5 years, that's about right.
教授应该可以让我走了。
And my professor should let me go.
可是呢那时候我就开始自己在预备找工作事情然后写履历表然后开始记开始去到处去找工作。
So I began to look for jobs, write my resume, and try to find a job.
虽然我的实验还准备有做出什么结果来可是我有信心我会毕业。
Even though my experiment had not been completed, I still had the faith that I should be able to be graduated.
但是我并没有毕业。
And yet I did not graduate.
结果在就是在隔了一年之后我发现我做出来的东西里面竟然有错误。
And a year later, I suddenly found out that the things that I've been doing in my experiment were wrong.
我希望这些事情你们能够记得很清楚，不要发生在你们的身上。
I hope that it will not happen to you.
因为这是一个痛苦的教训。
Because it was a very painful experience.
由于我自己做事不小心。
Because I was not careful with my work.
所以我们那时候研究出来一套理论，然后来做一些的改进。
And because of that, and some of the theories, and then the changes that I made.
看起来结果不错。
It seemed as if the results were pretty good.
但是呢，后来当我们发现那个错误，把那个错误改正之后，竟然没什么改变了。
And so when you were corrected for the mistakes that I found, suddenly it was all different.
所以做研究的时候，真是一步一步都要小心，小心谨慎。
We know that in experimental work and research, we have to do it very, very carefully in each step.
在那个时候，我找工作也都没有什么结果。
And so at that time, I was looking for a job, and there wasn't much results.
但是呢，当我发现我做实验有错的时候，我就是非常的沮丧，因为我花了几乎很长的时间在研究这一套理论。
I was rather depressed at the time because I had been spending so much time in this, and now I found my mistake.
可是现在却没有什么结果，我该怎么办呢
？And then there were no results, so what could I do?
东山再起，再五年。
And so I felt well, maybe another 5 years of work will be needed.
我还是只有祷告。
And so I kept praying about this.
很奇妙，我只能够说是很奇妙。在三个，几乎在一个月之内，我重新完成了另外一套的理论。
But in a very marvelous way, in 1 month, I was able to accomplish a whole new series of theories.
我知道这听起来有点像电影里面的故事。
Maybe when you think about it, it doesn't sound realistic at all.
但是我只能说这是神的恩典。
But I really do believe it is God's grace on me.
那也就是事实上也就是今年年初的时候发生的事情。
And this only happened this year in January.
那当我研究出这套新的理论了之后
，And when I completed my new theories,
还好都检查之后没有什么错误。
And it seems very appropriate now.
那这时候呢，从我开始找工作到现在，到那个时候呢，也就到今年年初的时候，也差不多经过了一年左右的时间了。
And this had taken about years of work in order to get to this stage finally.
当我开始找工作的时候，真是神他并没有马上就给我一个工作。
And then I began to look for a job, and I did not receive a job right away from the Lord.
因为神知道时间还没有到。
Because my time was not yet ready yet, according to the Lord.
他给我工作，我也不能够上班。
Even though if I had a job, I could not start it.
所以呢，他就在我该毕业的时候，他给我工作了。
And so at the right time when I finished my work, when I was supposed to finish everything in my schooling, then the work became available.
但是找工作这个过程本身是一个相当痛苦的一个过程。
You know that it's a rather difficult thing to do when you're looking for a job.
也许对你们来说稍微早了一点。
Maybe to you it's a little bit early to think about it.
不过听听这个经验也是不错的。
But just to listen to this experience, I think it's good.
将来你们还是用得到。
It might come in handy for you.
我就是说神他当我向神求一个工作的时候神并没有马上把这个工作给我。
As I said, when I asked for a job from the Lord, God didn't give me a job right away.
可是他在我这一段不断在等候在寻找的过程他却给我很多的帮助。
But he helped me step by step during this whole process.
像我碰到一些很好的教授，他告诉我到哪里去找一些其他的消息。
I met some very good professors who guided me into where I should go.
有些人继续鼓励你说不要放弃，继续努力下去。
And many people would encourage me and say, "Don't get discouraged, keep going."
那结果在今年八月份的时候
，So finally this year in August,
神真是给我就预备了一个工作。
God indeed gave me a new job.
而且就在 Cincinnati.
It was also in Cincinnati.
我当时绝对没有想到我会今天会在这个地方。
I really didn't think that I would still be here at this time.
因为在一年以前我在 Cincinnati 看不到这样的任何的机会。
Because a year ago, I couldn't even find a job here in Cincinnati that seemed available.
那所以我只能够很感谢神在最适合的时候他预备了这样最适合的一件事情。
I'm really thankful to the Lord that in the right time, he gave me a right job.
我还要为我的婚姻真是向神感谢。
Let's also thank the Lord for my marriage.
感谢我太太在这段时间我没有办法照顾家里然后她就分担了这样子的工作。
During this time when I couldn't really take care of the family, my wife took care of the family.
她要照顾小孩。
Take care of the child.
她放弃了她的工作然后全时间在家里照顾小孩。
She even left her work in order to take care of the child totally.
我觉得婚姻对我来说也是一个很大的磨练。
I know that a marriage is to me also a great testing.
特别是基督徒的婚姻并不是不见得非常的美好。
Not necessarily that because you are a Christian that your marriage will necessarily be very smooth.
我们常常也会有意见不合的时候我们也会吵架。
We also have our arguments and disagreements.
我记得我们刚刚结婚的时候我们吵架是怎么样呢我们 是摔书本摔桌子的。
When we really got upset, I would even throw things around and smack the desk.
住在我们楼下，经常听到楼下不晓得在发生什么事情一样。
And those who are living below said, "What's going on upstairs?"
但是感谢神，我们真是学习在爱里面彼此相容。
But in the Lord, we began to learn to live and to love one another.
有人讲婚姻是两个饶恕者的结合。
And some people say that the marriage is like two people are forgiving one another and their unity.
我们可以借着神的爱彼此学习如何来包容彼此的缺点。
Through God's love, we can begin to learn to love one another and to tolerate each other's deficiencies.
我们现在还是会吵架。
We still can have our arguments.
不过我们是坐着吵架。
But we argue when we're sitting down now.
最后呢，我想神在我身上有一件最重要的事情，我觉得非常宝贵。
But I think one thing which is particularly precious in my life, I'd like to share with you.
就是我了解了人生的意义是什么。
Is that I understand the meaning of life itself.
有人当他们信主之后，他们讲到他们人生的认识神，好像浪子回头的那种感觉。
Some people say that when they come to know the Lord, it's like a prodigal son that has come home.
有一个人他是和商这部片子的作者他讲到当他接受主之后那种感觉就好像落叶归根。
And some have said that this is like you're turning back to your roots.
我自己个人觉得认识神来到回到神的面前那种感觉就好像一部火车他终于走上他该走的轨道一样。
In my view, it's like a train that has now finally gotten onto the right track.
我觉得我们每一个人都好像一个火车头。
Well, I think we're all like on the train engine.
我们自己在开这部火车。
We like to operate our own engines.
神说世人都犯了罪，个人偏行己路。
The Bible says that we have all sinned and we all like to go our own way.
我们都照我们自己的意见到处开，左开、横开、右开。
We like to go our own way, drive our own way left and right.
可是只有当我们接受神之后，我们让神来做我们的主宰，我们才可以开在一条非常平稳，而且神所预备的一条 铁轨上。
It's only when we know the Lord that the Lord will guide us and put us on the right track, on the right and smooth path.
也就是说，当我们走在神为我们预备的这条轨道上之后，我们有神给我们所充满的平安和喜乐。
So on this steady track that God has given to us, then we'll have the joy and the peace that God only can give to us.
我接受神到现在虽然有将近二十几年的时间，
Even though I've become a Christian 20 some years,
我一点都不后悔。
I have no regrets at all.
谢谢。
Thank you.
今天已经晚了，不聊天了。
The night is dark and will not be chatting too long.
刚来美国的同学常常有这样的一个感觉。
Newcomers to America will often have this kind of thought.
就是觉得在美国的车子很多。
Lots of cars in America.
车子不比自行车，撞到人会死的。
Cars can knock out people and the people can die from being knocked by cars.
但是很奇怪的，车子虽然多，但是很少有车祸。
Lots of cars, but there doesn't seem to be that many accidents.
美国这样多车子的国家，能够有这样的秩序，一定有一个道理。
And why is it like this? There must be some kind of a reason for that.
所谓道，就是美国的道路很好。
And the reason, the logic, the way for it is there are good ways, good roads in America.
路面的宽窄。弯曲的角度
，all the different aspects of the road, the narrowness or wideness and the angle of the turn.
交通的标志，高速的公路都是十分的标准。
All the signs that are displayed, all the different things that are used on the roads are all very high standard.
所谓理，就是美国人很讲理。
In a logical aspect, in America here, it seems everything is fairly logical.
法有法理，情有情理。
There's a law and there's other kinds of reasoning involved.
所以大家都遵守交通的规则。
And so we follow the rules of the driving.
遇到行人要停车。
We see pedestrians, you stop.
遇到红灯一定也停车。
You see red lights and you stop.
这样子我们就看到有一个道理在那里。
And so there is indeed a reason and a way there.
因为这样的道理就带成了社会的进步。
Because of the way that there is and there will be an advance of the society.
不过这样的观察是十分的皮毛浮浅。
But this kind of analysis is very superficial.
如果我们要真正的了解为什么美国能够成为世界的一等强国，我们应当从美国的历史上来看。
But to understand how America became a superpower, we need to understand the history of America.
美国是一个没有历史的国家。
There's not much of a history in America.
跟我们中国比起来，实在没有什么好看的。
Compared with China, it seems that there's really nothing to look at.
美国人大部分是从外国来的移民。
Americans come from all over the place, immigrants here.
如果你追问一位美国人，他五代的祖先是谁，保证他不知道。
You can ask an average American what your five generations before have been, and you can guarantee that they won't know that.
但是美国虽然两百年，它却拥有世界上最好、最完善的法律社会的制度。
But even though America is only 200 years, it has one of the best kinds of law and systems in the world.
美国的宪法从来也没有更改过。
The Constitution of the United States has never been changed.
若是你看看大西洋的东岸其他的国家
，If you look at the Atlantic Ocean and all the other Western countries,
在过去这两百年。法国已经换过七种不同的政治制度。
France has already changed seven political systems.
意大利已经改了四十八次。
Italy has already changed 48 times.
只有美国仍然沿用当初立国的那个宪法制度。
Only the US has kept the original constitution.
为什么美国这些开国的先贤，他们能够定下这么好的制度呢？
How is it that the Americans' forefathers were able to establish such a very good system?
他们是从哪里得到这样子的灵感而建立了这样的一个社会呢？
Where did they get the inspiration to establish such a good society?
首先我希望你知道，在55位美国的开创这些先贤们当中，有52位是基督徒。
Of the 55 founding fathers of the U.S., 52 of them were Christians.
有一次德州 Houston University 他们政治系的教授就做了一次调查。
One time the political science professor at Houston University in Texas, he made this kind of a survey.
他们要查一查这些开国的先贤是从哪里 得到政治的灵感。
And they wanted to find out where these founding forefathers had their political wisdom.
所以他们就收集了1500本这些先贤们的著作。
So they collected 1,500 books and writings of these forefathers.
他们一共花了10年的功夫去研究。
They spent 10 years to investigate this.
他们一共找出3150处对于其他有名著作的引用。
And they found that there were 3,150 references to other major works.
其中有 34% 是直接出于圣经。
And 34% of the references were directly from the Bible.
另外还很多的出处是间接的出于圣经的概念。
And many other references were indirectly from the Bible in the concepts.
通通加在一起，一共是94%出自于圣经。
And all added together, 94% of the precepts are from the Bible.
所以我可以跟你讲，美国是以基督教立国的国家。
And so America indeed was established on Christian principles.
如果不相信，你现在可以拉出一张钞票来。
If you don't believe this, just take out a bill.
真一真也没当钞票，
多少钱？
最大的，
最大的，
随便，
随便 ，OK。
任何一张钞票，请你看一看这个钞票的背面，上面有什么小字在哪里？你读给我听。
If you look at the back of the bill there, what is it there? Read it to me.
如果你说我穷，我没有一块钱的钞票，你拿一个 quarter 出来看看，好不好？
You say I'm poor. I only have a quarter. Could you take out a quarter and look at it?
那最小的字你读读看是什么字、
look at the small words, what does it say?
什么字 In God we trust.
In God we trust.
In God we trust.
In God we trust.
In God we trust. 我们信仰上帝。
We trust in God.
其实不只是美国，西方的国家的伦理观念大部分是从圣经而来。
Indeed, if you think carefully, the Western countries, many of their precepts have indeed come from the Bible.
有人把最近250年世界上最有名的科学家300位选出来。
In the 250 years, if you select the last 300 great scientists,
他们研究这300位科学家他们的信仰人生观。
And they investigated these 300 scientists and their philosophy of life.
他们发现其中274位是相信这宇宙当中有一位上帝神的存在。
274 of them believe that there is a creator God in the universe.
哎，你说不是科学已经把上帝否定了吗？
You think that, well, maybe science has already rejected God and refuted God.
不是，是人的骄傲与自私把上帝否定了。
But that's not true because it is the arrogance and pride of man that has rejected God.
因为人自己眼睛瞎了，说没有神。
Because man's eyes have been blinded and say there's no God.
我举个例子。
Let me give you an example.
我们每一个人都有理性。
We all have reason in us.
所谓理性就是一种分析，就是一种观察思维的能力。
That is an ability to analyze and to observe our environment.
我们从小我们都喜欢问为什么。
In our childhood, like to say, why?
有的人大概不会问像牛顿的哥哥一样，苹果掉下来就吃了。
Some people didn't ask, like Newton's brother, the apple fell down on his head and he just ate it.
但是大部分的人会问为什么。
But most people will ask.
这就是研究万事根源的一种本能。
And so this is really a basic drive and, of our brain as we think about this.
因为这种的本能使我们的人类文化文明进步。
And so because of this basic drive, it drives our civilization forwards.
但是人的理性人的思维的能力实在有限。
But our reasoning and our logical powers have their limits.
很多人生的大问题不是我们的思维我们的理性可以找到答案的。
But many things in our life, we just cannot use our reason to totally find an answer.
比如说生命从哪里来
Like, where does life come from?
生命要往哪里去
And where will life go?
宇宙从哪里来
Where does the universe come from?
为什么人有生老病死的痛苦
How is it that we have life and then aging and then troubles and then death?
人存在的意义
And what is the meaning of being in existence?
在冥冥当中，我们似乎都觉得有一个主宰者，有一个创造者在那里。
In a very vague way, we feel that there must be a creator God himself there.
我们觉得应当是有一个至高的真理的存在。
There must be a higher truth that is there.
中国的朱熹他说过一句话。
The Chinese philosopher 朱子 said,
他说未有天地先有天理。没有天地以前先有一个至高的道理。
Before the earth, there must be a higher reasoning power there.
是的，在这个世界上有一个永存的真理。
There must be an eternal truth there.
这个真理是绝对的，是不变的。
This is an absolute truth, an unchanging truth.
这个真理是有约束力的，是无限大的。
It has restrictive power and it is unlimited in its abilities.
这个真理就是一切实在的最后实在 ,the ultimate reality.
It is the ultimate reality.
在一切实在的源头。
It is the origin of all the reality.
所以根据这个永恒不变的真理定义上 这位真理就是神。
This eternal unchanging truth is God.
有人说你把神拉来看看我就相信。
Some people say if you bring God to me and I'll believe.
说这样话的人大致犯两个错误。
Basically, people say that there are two errors in thinking.
第一，看得见的东西未必是真的，看不见的东西未必不存在。
Things which you see are not necessarily true. Things which you don't see are not necessarily not there.
你看魔术师他变戏法，从一个箱子空空的里面抓出一只兔子来。
And you see a magician, he's playing around there, and all from this empty cask, he brings out a rabbit.
那个空空的箱子其实不是空空的箱子，但你看不见里面有兔子。
That empty box in there is not really truly empty, but you don't see a rabbit in there.
但是在这个空空的空气当中却存在了许多看不见的东西。
In the empty space that we have here, there are many things that we cannot see.
有什么东西？
What are the things?
有电波、电磁波、光波、声波，很多的东西我们看不见。
There are many radiation waves and many other kinds of waves that are right there that we cannot see.
中国人念气功，对不对？
In Chinese, they learn 气功。
当发功的时候看不见，对不对？感觉得到。
When you make your motions, you can feel it, but you can't see it.
我们人的五官实在有限。
And our five senses truly are very limited.
若不有限，我为什么要戴眼镜？我们两个都戴。
If we're not unlimited, we won't be wearing our glasses.
戴眼镜还不够，还要看显微镜、放大镜，还要看望远镜。
And we have to use microscopes, you have to use telescopes in order to see what we can't see.
有时候我们说人除了五官五觉之外还有第六感。
And some people say, apart from the five senses, there's also a sixth sense.
所以看得见看不见不是我们自己的感官可以做标准。
And so whether we see or not see, it is not something that we necessarily will know from our senses.
第二，如果你把神拉来看看，我请问，你能够叫神来，谁大？
Secondly, if you think that you can call God before you, who's the greater one?
如果你叫来的神，我一定不信。
If it's a God that you can just call forward, I will not believe that God.
爱因斯坦在1905年提出相对论的理论。
In 1905, Einstein produced the theory of relativity.
当他刚刚提出来的时候，人都笑他。
When he first brought it out, people laughed at him.
为什么一个六尺高的人在太空当中用接近光速在那里行走的时候会变成三尺高的人呢？
How is it a six-foot person at the speed of light will become a three-foot person?
其实宇宙当中最重要的真理通常是非常的简单。
Indeed, the truths of our universe are sometimes great truths are very simple.
E 等于 mc 平方。
E to equals mc square.
这么简单的一个真理。
This very simple theory.
但人不明白。
How is it that people cannot understand?
今天我们知道这是真的。
Now we know it's true.
原来人的智慧有限。
Because man's intelligence is limited.
人的理性不成熟。
And our reasoning power is not that mature.
所以在宇宙当中存在的许多真理我们没有办法去明白。
And so the existence of many of these truths in the universe we truly cannot understand.
我们今天所认识的只不过是其中小小的一部分。
What we can understand is truly just a very little part of it.
人的理性实在有它的缺陷。
Indeed, we have our deficiencies and our limits.
所以人对神的认识是模模糊糊，不清不楚。
And so our understanding of God is very, very limited, also very vague.
所以这个世界上有许多的宗教。
And so there are many religions in the world.
有人说信哪一个神都一样，条条大路都通罗马。
And some people say there are lots and lots of religions, and all these religions all go to Rome anyway.
这好比你去看病，有胃病看医生。
It's just like if you have an ulcer and you have a stomach problem, and you want to go see a doctor.
医生看完你病以后，他就拉出十几种药来。
And this doctor, after he finishes, he brings out 10 or so medicines.
他就跟你说这十几种药我给你。
I can give these 10 some medicines to you.
这些药当中有些是有毒的。
Some of them are poisonous.
有些是麻醉剂。
And some are anesthetic.
只有一种药是真的。
Only one of them is true.
但是这些都是药，看起来都很像。
They all look like medicines. They all look very similar.
所以都差不多，你随便吃。
They all look about the same. Just eat any one of them.
如果你吃，你病好了，恭喜恭喜啊。
If you take it and you get better, well, congratulations.
如果你病坏了，对不起，倒霉。
And if you're unfortunate, you don't get better, it's too bad.
这种的医生你敢去看吗？
This kind of doctor, would you dare see him?
所以我们寻求真理，我们一定要认真的比较分析。
And so when we're seeking the truth, we need to truly compare and understand.
这个世界上有太多假的宗教。
There are too many...This kind of doctor, would you dare see him?
所以我们寻求真理，我们一定要认真的比较分析。
And so when we're seeking the truth, we need to truly compare and understand.
这个世界上有太多假的宗教。
There are too many false religions in this world.
这些假的宗教都是人思想出来的东西。
These false religions are from the thinking of man.
唯有神自己向人的启示，才能够引导我们认识这个真理的真理。
Only the truth that comes from God, that's revealed by God, can be the truth.
所以我们要认识神，我们一定要得到神的启示。
And so when we want to understand God, we need to have the revealing from God.
就好比你吃药以前，你要先看一看那个药罐子上面的那一些的说明书。
And so before you take the medicine, you have to read the label on the medicine and its description.
因为那些说明书是制药的工厂所写出来的，它告诉你这些药里面是什么东西。
Because it comes from the company that made the medicine and it tells us what the medicine is.
所以我们信神，我们先要得到神的启示，认识神的启示就是圣经。
And so we want to understand God's revealing, we have to look at the Bible, that is the revelation from God.
你晓得圣经就是那古圣先贤所留给我们的产物。
This is indeed a heritage.From our ancestors that have come down to us. Because they have received the revealing word of God.
圣经不是新的东西。
The Bible is not a new thing.
已经3400年旧了。
It's already 3,400 years old.
我们读圣经不但认识真神，我们也明白我们人的本相。
Not only do we know the true God, we also know the truth of ourselves.
同时我们人生的意义会改变我们认识生命的目标。
And we understand the meaning of life and will change our direction of our lives.
在历史历代以来，许多的人他们读圣经，他们的生命有了奇妙的改变。
Generations and generations of people who have read the Bible, they have had marvelous changes in their lives.
难怪今天圣经是世界上最硬的最多的一本书。
It's no surprise then that the Bible is the most popular book in all the world, most printed.
圣经发行，如果你把它一本一本的排起来，可以从这里一直排到月球去，再排回来。
You can if you stack the Bibles side by side and you link them all to the moon and back. That's the number of books that are in the Bible of Bibles.
但圣经的价值乃是神向人的启示。
But the true value of the Bible is that it is the revealing of God's truth to us.
在另一方面，我们说圣经是神写给人的一本情书。
Another aspect on the Bible is like a love letter from God to man.
因为神不忍看到人在痛苦当中挣扎。
Because God doesn't want and doesn't is not wants people to be in pain.
不愿意看到我们世界上的人在世上忙忙碌碌，终日不晓得为什么。
He doesn't want us to be running around back and forth in our lives and not knowing where we're going, what we're doing.
在生老病死当中打转，寻找不到真理。
And when we're sick and when we're aged and all these problems up and down in our lives.
甚至没有办法了解自己存在的意义。
And not even knowing what is the meaning of life itself.
其实这是因为人自私跟骄傲使人跟神之间的关系破坏。
But indeed, this is because of our arrogance and our pride of our lives that we have destroyed our relationship with our Lord.
人的里面还有一种背叛神的本性。
And there's also a rejection, a power within us that tries to reject God.
所以每一个人生下来就不认识神。
And so everybody who is born will begin to reject and not know God.
记得几年前我曾经看过一个电影。
A few years ago, I saw a movie.
这个电影大致是讲有一个年轻人。
And this movie basically says there was a young person.
他犯了一件很重大的刑案，就被关起来，关在监狱里面。
He committed a very serious crime. He was committed into a prison.
日子一天一天的过去。
Day after day as it went by.
他觉得好像他家里的人都忘记他了。
It seemed as if all his family had forgotten him.
甚至他自己的父亲都不来看他。
Even his father no longer came to visit him.
所以他最后给自己做的一个结论就是父亲跟家里的人都不要他，都不愿意要他这个儿子了。
And so his final conclusion was his family, his parents didn't want him anymore.
但是他根本不晓得。
But he didn't know.
他的父亲每天都来监狱想要看他。
His father came every day to the prison to try to see him.
但是因为他犯的是重刑，有法令的规定，不能够接见家里面的亲人，所以他父亲每天都看不到他。
But because of the severity of his crime, he was forbidden to see his family.
有一天，他的父亲只好跪下来求这个狱卒，说：“能不能让你带一封信进去，给我的儿子看？”
And so one day his father knelt before the jailer and said that could you at least give a letter to him?
这个狱卒动了慈心，就把他的信带回去，带进去给了他的儿子。
And this jailer finally had compassion and took the letter and brought it in there.
当这个孩子接到这封信的时候，心里面非常的高兴。
And when this son received the letter, he was so overjoyed.
因为他的父亲答应他要找一个有名的律师来替他上诉。
And his father promised that he was going to bring a very famous lawyer to try to appeal his case.
但更重要的是表示他家里的人并没有对他失望。
But more importantly, it was that his family had not forsaken him.
同样的，神爱世界上的人。
In similar vein, God loves the people of the world.
虽然人拒绝他，顶撞他。
Even though we reject him and we turn him away.
但是他仍然爱我们，差遣他的儿子。耶稣到地上来。
But yet he loves us, he sent his son Christ, Jesus, to the world.
我们刚才所唱的、所听的这个诗班所献的这首诗歌，他为了我们。
We heard this singing by the choir about that he died for us.
这个他是谁
？Who is he?
他为我们献出他的一生。
He sacrificed his whole life for us.
他为失落的世界，他给予他自己。
To a world that was lost, he gave himself.
他为了我们献出他一生。
He gave all his life for us.
所以他可以赐给我们生命的意义。
So that he can give us the meaning of life.
这一位他就是宇宙的主宰，耶稣基督神的儿子。
This he is the creator of the universe, Christ Jesus himself.
叫人因着他可以认识神。
Because of him, we can now know God.
你晓得有许多的人，他们接受耶稣做他们的救主，他们的一生都有奇妙的改变。
How many people have received the Lord Jesus and they have wonderful changes in their lives?
相信在座的许多人都能够像刚才那一位朋友所做的见证，耶稣改变了我的一生。
Many, many people that are sitting here can indeed testify, just as our brother did, of how the Lord has changed our lives.
我要告诉你一个故事。
Let me tell you a story.
有一个女孩子。
There's a girl.
他最讨厌的一件事情就是让人家知道他的母亲是谁。
The thing that she hated most was that other people would know what her mother was.
因为他的母亲长得很丑。
Because her mother was very disfigured, it was very ugly.
他的母亲不但是左边的眼睛瞎了。
Not only was the left eye blind.
而且他的脸上有许多难看的疤痕。
Lots of scars on her face.
所以当这个女孩子小的时候
So when the child was small,
所以她就不愿意让别人知道她的母亲是谁。
She didn't want people to know who her mother was.
有一天她上学。
One day she went to school.
结果她忘记带这个便当去。
And she forgot to bring us, her slip of paper.
No. Lunch.
Lunch.
Brown bag.
Brown bag.
没想到在中午的时候她的母亲就给她送饭了。
And at lunchtime, her mother started to bring it to the school.
所以当她发现她的母亲站在窗外的时候
And when she noticed that her mother was standing at the window,
结果教室里面就起了一阵轰动
There was a great commotion in the classroom.
因为大家都很好奇地看到窗外的这个女人
Because they were very curious to see this woman at the window there.
他们看到这个丑陋的女人跟那个他们的同学
And this is a very ugly woman that was there and her, their classmate.
还有的人在那里指指点点。
And some people were even pointing fingers.
然后那女人留下饭盒就走了。
And she left the lunch there and then she left.
这些同学就围过来问这个女孩子说 and so, 那个女人是谁啊?
And so these classmates came around her and said, who was that woman?
你知道她怎么回答?
And what did she say?
你说她说什么?
What did she say?
她说什么? 对。她说她是我家的佣人。
This is just my servant at home.
回去以后，她还大大的向她的母亲生了一场气。
And when she went home, she was angry at her mother and had a bad temper.
她说：“从此以后，若是学校有什么事情，你不要来学校，最好让我的大姐陪我来。”
And she said, "In the future, don't come to the school for me at all. I just send my sister."
有一天，突然下午下了大雨。
Now, one day in the afternoon, there was a heavy rainfall.
从来也没有下过那么多的雨。
And never had such a heavy rainfall before.
所以当下课的时候，许多家长都来到学校，带雨具、雨伞、雨衣给他们的孩子。
And so, because of that, many of the parents had come and brought all the rain clothes and everything for their kids.
当这个女孩子她出到学校门口的时候
，And when this girl was standing at the door of the school,
她突然也发现了她的母亲也站在人群那里。
She suddenly realized that her mother was standing there too.
她就赶紧假装好像没有看见她。
And she pretended she didn't see her mother.
然后溜到后面跟另外一个同学用一个伞回去了。
And so then she went and hid in the back there and went back with some other kid with her umbrella.
她的母亲看到这个情形心里面非常的难过。
And so her mother, when she realized that, she was very, very saddened.
当她的母亲了解她女儿不愿意认她的时候她就来寻求安慰。
And so because of all of this and realizing that her daughter was rejecting her, she sought for counseling.
以后她就在他们家的附近找到了一个教堂。
And so she went to a church nearby.
在那个教堂当中她认识了一些的朋友。
And she came to know some friends.
他们就带领她认识了耶稣。
And they had brought her to know Jesus Christ.
当这个女儿在念中学的时候
When this daughter was in high school, in middle school,
她交了一些不好的朋友。
She came to know some bad friends.
她的成绩越来越坏。
And her results in the school got worse and worse.
最糟糕的是她不喜欢她的母亲往往在晚上的时候在家里面祷告。
And she really hated her mother praying at home at night.
有一次她在考试。
One time she was taking her examination.
没有好好的准备。
She didn't prepare well.
所以他就把书偷偷拉出来看。
And she took out her school books during the examination to cheat.
没想到被老师看见。
But was seen by the teacher.
老师说，你第二天一定要你的母亲、你的家长来。
And so next day you have to bring your mother here to the school.
这个女孩子那一天她就决定。
And so that daughter that day she decided.
离开这个学校她要离开她的家远远的离开。
She wanted to leave her family and leave her school to go far away.
所以她就回去偷偷的整理她的行李带了她所有的钱就离开了那个家。
And so when she went home, she secretly packed up her belongings and she left.
最先她找了一些滥交的朋友。
She went to these bad friends.
然后她就很快的花尽了她的钱。
And she spent all her money.
然后渐渐她就不得不再去偷东西。
And then she had to steal in order to make a living.
以后他做更下流的事
and did a lot of really bad, terrible things in her life.
他的母亲他的姐姐到处去打听找不到他
Her mother, her sister went all over the place trying to find her but couldn't find her.
世界这么大到哪里去找一个小孩呢
And the world is so big, where would you find her?
日子一天一天的过去
And time went by very fast.
有一天这位母亲突然收到一封信
One day her mother received a letter.
她拆开一看
She opened the letter.
原来是一个政府办的一个收容所寄来的一封信。
Yeah, this was a shelter place that the government was operating.
大意是说，我们在这里有一个女孩子，一个年轻的女人。
And so the letter said that we have a young woman here.
她流落在街头，又染上了一些不名誉的病。
And she was found on the streets and had this bad disease that she has.
现在她急需要别人的帮助，我们查到这个孩子的地址。如果有人来，希望能够帮助她。
We found out her address and we would need some help if someone could come and help her.
她的母亲高兴得不得了。
And so her mother was so overjoyed.
所以就急急忙忙地就赶到这个收容所去。
And so she went to this shelter place in a great hurry.
过了一天她赶到那里。
After a day or so, she reached the place.
没想到她的女儿居然拒绝见她。
But her daughter still rejected her.
一方面她是羞于见自己的母亲。
Of course, partly because she felt ashamed of seeing her parents.
另一方面，她不愿意看见那一张丑陋的脸。
And secondly, she didn't want to see the ugly face.
因为她觉得是因为这一张的面孔使她落到这样的田地。
Because she felt it was because of that face that made her what she is today.
所以这位母亲只好留下她所有的钱回到自己的地方。
And so the mother could only leave all the money that she had there and then left.
那一天开始，这个母亲她的身体就越来越坏。
And so this mother's health from that day onwards got worse and worse.
各样的疾病，糖尿病、心脏病。
All kinds of illnesses, diabetes, heart disease she had.
终于到了一个时刻，她必须要面临离开这个世界。
And one day, I have a letter here that I wrote.
说无论如何，你要把这一封信带去给你的妹妹。
No matter what, you have to bring this letter to your sister.
要求他，请他无论如何要赶来见最后的一面。
That she should try her best to see me for the last time.
这个姐姐只好撇下一切，匆匆地赶去找她的妹妹。
And so this sister left everything and tried to find her sister.
经过一两天，她终于找到她的妹妹。
Finally, after a few days, she did find her sister.
因为她没有母亲跟着，所以她妹妹愿意才愿意见她。
Because her mother wasn't there, so the sister was willing to see her.
这个姐姐见到妹妹第一句话就说，妹妹，这里有一封妈妈的信给你。
And so she said, sister, I have a letter from mother to you.
这个妹妹就拆开看到这一封信。
And so she opened the letter to read it.
这个信上面是这样的说。
The letter said this.
孩子。
That's a daughter.
我知道我害了你一生。
I know that I have made your life miserable.
但是我要告诉你一个我心底的秘密。
But I need to tell you the secret of my life.
其实你并不是我的女儿。
You really are not my daughter.
当你还小的时候。
When you were small.
你曾经有一个跟你年龄差不多的表妹。
You had a cousin that was about your age.
这位表妹才是我亲生的女儿。
And that was my true daughter.
因为你原来是我姐姐的孩子，唯一的孩子。
You are my sister's only daughter.
你的父亲很早就过世了。
Your father had passed away when in early age.
在当初因为家乡逃难的时候。
Because of you had to run as a refugee.
在我们家里面，父亲、父母年纪都很大。
And our parents were very aged at that time.
所以我姐姐就决定。不要离开他们，要留在那里照顾父母。
And so my sister decided to stay there with the aging parents.
所以我姐姐就把你交给了我们。
And so she gave you to us to take care.
让你的舅父跟我把你带出来。
And so your uncle and I, we brought you out.
希望将来有一天一家再能够团圆。
Hoping that one day we'll all be reunited again.
没想到这一分手就这么多年不得相见。
And not knowing that after the separation we'll never see each other again.
从小我就把你当作是自己的亲生女儿。
Since childhood, I've considered you as my own daughter.
因为我始终记得我自己的姐姐对我的吩咐。
Because I really remember my sister, her instructions to me.
但过不多久，你的舅父因为在逃难的时候也染上重病而死去。
But your uncle also, because of wartime problems, also passed away from his illnesses.
我靠着我自己双手，很辛苦地把你们一家三个人带他。
And so with my bare hands, I've been able to support and guide all of you.
有一天。
But there was one day.
在我们住的那个房子发生了一件事情。
In the place where we lived, there was a problem.
因为那个房子是一个木造的房子。
Because it was a wooden house.
所以当失火的时候，火就烧得很大。
Because of fire, it became a very, very flagrant fire.
当时你和你的表妹都睡在房间里面。
You and your cousin, you were living in a room there.
起先我和你的大姐看到失火，我们就赶紧的逃出来。
We saw the flames, and so your elder sister and I, we ran out.
我们才发现你们两个没有出来。
We then found that two of you were not out yet.
所以我就不顾一切，我就冲回去。
And so I ran inside.
当我到了房间里，我看你跟你的表妹的时候。
When I saw you and your cousin there.
我就做一个决定，说我要拉哪一个。
I made a decision. Who to bring?
那时候我心里面就是因为我姐姐，所以我就抱了你。
Because of my sister's instructions, I took you.
当我抱着你的时候，我就不顾的一切往外面冲。
And so I just rushed out without regard to anything.
但很不幸，我没有注意到一个烧着的木柱就掉下来。
But I did not observe a falling timber. There was a flame.
就打到我的脸上。
And it struck me on my face.
当场就把我一个眼睛打下。
And so my eye was blinded from that.
我带着一头的血，我就努力地冲出来了。
And with all of that, of all my blood that was bleeding, I ran out of the house.
当我冲出来的时候，我把你安顿好，我再回去想救我自己的女儿。
And then when I placed you in safety, and I was going to go back and take my own daughter.
但是火烧得再大，没有人愿意让我进去。
And because the flames were so great now, no one would allow me to go back in.
别人也不能够再救你的表妹。
And no one else could go in to pick up my daughter.
你的表妹就是这样子跟我们永远分离。
And so your cousin separated from us eternally.
我脸上的疤就是那一个失火的记号。
And the scars on my face are from that fire.
从此以后，我不愿意你知道你不是我亲生的女儿。
And so that time was over. I did not want you to know that you were not my true daughter.
所以我从来也没有跟你解释过这个。
So I never explained this to you.
现在我知道我错了。
And now I know it's wrong.
我只希望一件事情。
I only hope one thing.
我希望你能够振作起来，好好的做人。
I hope that you will reform yourself and be a good person.
我另外希望你能够认识这一位救主。
I also want you to know the true God, true Christ.
因为这一位救主，我有力量活下去。
Because of this Christ, I've been able to live.
我现在给你一节的经文。
So let me give you a verse in the Bible.
在约翰福音三章十。
In John 3:16, it says in the Bible,
神爱世人,
For God so loved the world,
甚至将他的独生子,
that he gave his only son
赐给他,
to all of them,
叫一切信他的,
so that all who believed in him
自灭亡,
should not perish,
反得永生,
but have eternal life.
当这个女儿看完这一封信的时候,
when the daughter read the letter,
她的手在那里发抖,
she was shaking.
她的泪充满了满面。
She was having tears all over.
她一句话不说，她赶紧起来。
So she got up quickly.
她就马上跟着她的姐姐就冲回去。
Ran home.
但是已经太迟了。
Too late. By the time she got home,
已经过去了。
Her mother had already passed away.
在葬礼的那一天的下午。
And at the ceremony of funerals,
她一个人坐在桌子的前面。
She was sitting there alone.
她打开她母亲的那一本圣经。
She opened up the Bible of her mother.
翻开约翰福音三章十六节。
She turned to John 3:16, the verse that her mother gave her.
以后忘掉这个故事没有关系。
It's not important that you remember the story.
但是我希望你能够记住这一节经文。
But I trust that you will remember this verse.
这是圣经当中金句的金句。
This is the first of verses in the Bible.
这是神给人的一份情书。
This is a love letter from God to man.
我们一起来读好不好？
Let's read it together.
神爱世人，中间的一句话。
神爱世人。
来，神爱世人，
God loved the world,
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡。
But have eternal life.
你知道神就是爱。
You know that God is love.
在两千年来，神不断地在寻找人。
In 2,000 years, God has continuously been seeking man.
寻找那些知道自己是世上的人。
seeking those who know that they will perish.
希望他们能够体会到神就是爱。
So that they can understand that God indeed is love.
他盼望每一个人都能够认识他。
So that all people can know God.
他盼望每一个人都回到他身边。
So that all can return to him.
你为何气馁？
Why are you discouraged?
你晓得神曾经做了像这个母亲一样的一件事吗？
God did something like this mother did.
因为爱世界上的人。
Because he loved the people of the world.
爱你爱我。
Loving you, loving me.
甚至他把他的儿子为我们死了。
He sent his son to us that he died for us.
为的就是换取我们这些宝贵的灵魂。
So that he could save our precious souls.
我盼望我们能够体会到神就是爱。
So that they can understand that God indeed is love.
他盼望每一个人都能够认识他。
So that all people can know God.
他盼望每一个人都回到他身边。
So that all can return to him.
你为何气馁？
Why are you discouraged?
你晓得神曾经做了像这个母亲一样的一件事吗？
God did something like this mother did.
因为爱世界上的人。
Because he loved the people of the world.
爱你爱我。
Loving you, loving me.
甚至他把他的儿子为我们死了。
He sent his son to us that he died for us.
为的就是换取我们这些宝贵的灵魂。
So that he could save our precious souls.
我盼望你能够明白神真的爱你。
I pray that you can truly understand that God loves you.
神在你的身上有一个计划。
God has a purpose in your life.
希望你真正的接受这位主到你的心里。
I hope that you can truly receive this Lord into your heart.
所以你能够得到永生。
So that you can have eternal life.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray. Maybe in your life you don't really have that many times of quietness. And tonight is one of those opportunities. Maybe it's the first time you think about the meaning of life, God, Jesus Christ, the Bible.
但是如果你受了一些的感动
But if you have been touched tonight,
希望你能够在这个时候你自己做一个表示
I hope that if you've been touched that you will express yourself tonight.
也许你可以举起手来你说我愿意认识这位主
Maybe you can raise your hand to know that you want to know this Lord.
也许你说我愿意接受这位耶稣
Or that you want to accept this Christ.
这就是你的机会
This is your opportunity.
在我们当中有没有人愿意在此刻你愿意接受这位耶稣
Is there anyone who would like to accept Christ today?
虽然你还不认识他但是你已经有了一个开挂的认识
Even though you don't know him well, but you have a beginning.
在我们当中有这样的人你可以举起手来我为你祷告
Is there someone like this? I'd like to pray for you.
有没有人
Anyone like that?
请放下还有没有人
Please put down.
请放下还有没有人
Anyone else?
请放下，你不用管别人。
Don't have to look at anyone.
还有没有人愿意接受耶稣
？Anyone?
有没有人？还有没有人
？Anyone?
你举起手来，我就为你祷告。
If you raise your hands, we'll be praying for you.
还有没有
？Anyone?
最后一次，还有没有人愿意接受耶稣
？Anyone?
我们继续祷告。
Thank you.
请放下。天父，你爱我们。
Our dear God and Father, we know that you love us.
我们不称你为神，我们称你为天父。
We don't call you as just God, we call you as Father.
因为你像我们真是如天父一般。
Because you are like a heavenly Father to us.
你爱我们。
You love us.
虽然我们在过去不认识你。
Even though in the past we don't know you.
但是我们今天在这个地方，我们要来追求认识你。
But today here we like to seek to know you.
在美国有许多美好的东西。
There are many wonderful things in America.
没有一样像天父这样子的好。
But there's nothing like the Heavenly Father that's so good.
因为你把你最好的耶稣基督你的儿子给了我们。
Because you've given us your very best, your Son Jesus Christ.
特别为今天晚上在座每一个举手的祷告。
Especially pray for those, every one of them who raised their hands tonight.
求主耶稣的灵今天晚上就进到他们的心里。
That the Spirit of Christ will go into their hearts tonight.
愿他们的感动不是暂时，是永久。
That their touching is not just temporary but eternal.
求主耶稣接受他们这样子单纯仰望的心。
May the Lord accept their very simple faith.
赐福给他们，把信心加添给他们。
Give faith to them so that they can indeed have faith to walk this way. So that they can know this God that truly loves you.
其他还没有举手的，主啊，若是他们有感动，你也继续的引导他们。
For those who didn't raise their hands, but if they have had a touching in their hearts, we pray God that you continue to work in their hearts.
最后，我们也为在座的每一个人祷告。
And we pray for everyone here.
愿天父能够感动带领你的一生。
That God will indeed guide you and with you and be with you all your life.
使你能够早早地回到神的羊群。
So that soon you will return to the presence of God.
天父，求你听我们简单的祷告。
Lord, listen to our simple prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 在我们的程序单中间有一份夹页。
In our booklet here, we have an insert.
每一年我们这样做就是为了要帮助我们改进我们的节目。
We like to improve on our schedules here.
如果你愿意的话，能不能够请你花一点的时间，你把这个问卷很快的填一下。
If you can, we'd appreciate if you would just fill this out.
我发现到这个问卷上少了一个很重要的问题。
There's one thing missing from this questionnaire, actually.
请你注意的听。
Please listen.
如果你觉得你要更多的认识耶稣基督的话，能不能够请你在上面注明一下。
If you'd like to know more about Jesus, please write that down.
如果你今天你做了一个决定，你说我要接受耶稣基督，也请你在上面写清楚。
If you have accepted Jesus, please write that down tonight also.
好不好？我再说一次。如果你愿意认识更多关于耶稣的事，请你写下来。
If you want to know more about Jesus, please write that.
第二个，如果你今天晚上接受耶稣基督，你把它写下来。
If you have accepted Jesus, please write that down too.
这样子我们就可以更有效的来帮助你。
So that we can help you.
好吧，我们每一个人花一点时间，我们填一点。
Let's spend a few minutes doing that.